Grace to you and peace and provisions for communicating that word of God from God the Father who has created us, from Jesus Christ, the one who has reconnected us with God, and from the Holy Spirit who continues to enlighten our minds, empower us, and move us in the direction of God's work and God's will and God's way. We want to look at these words about the woman from Samaria, particularly this word. Jesus, tired as he was from traveling, sat down by the well. I imagine each of you can identify with that word, whether it's a matter of tiredness from travel, whether it's a matter of tiredness from studies, whether it's a matter of one kind of tiredness or another. We so often find ourselves in that kind of situation where we want to focus back on ourselves. And I guess this text particularly hits me this morning because I think of leaving here on Friday, going to the New England District Convention, an exhilarating and a wonderful experience at Bronxville, New York. Leaving there then on Saturday evening and going up to Bristol, Connecticut to preach, where the two services have the Bible class. And then with a wonderful family being taken through the northern part of the Appalachian Mountains and back to White Plains last evening to catch the plane back here. We got in there about 5 minutes before the plane was to leave, and so it was a kind of stressful and rushing thing. But then, as usual, when we got on the plane, there was a thunderstorm. So instead of leaving at 6:20, we stayed there till 7:15 in the plane. All the time I was thinking about how am I going to make the connection in Chicago, because I knew it was the last connection coming to Fort Wayne. We arrived in Chicago then 5 minutes before the Fort Wayne flight was to go at 8:25, and I came out and got a cart and went down the H concourse into the G concourse and just barely caught the plane. As I came on, I saw that the place was filled, the plane was filled, and I was to be in 10B. I got there was someone sitting in 10B, and I just didn't feel that I wanted to make trouble. There was a place in 11B. It was open. I asked the lady if I might sit there. I did. Nobody challenged the place, and so that's where I was. And I took out my manila folder of things to read, and I began to read in them, kind of settling down, you know. And I noticed that the lady next to me took a magazine. She started reading. And then there was something that just sort of pulled on my shirt sleeve and said, "Put your book away. Put your papers away." And I folded them up, put them in my lap. And about that time, she too folded her magazine and put that away. And in that moment, I said, well, I guess she would like to talk. Not unless it was just a coincidence. So I said, what can we talk about in my mind? And I looked across, and here was a young lady with about a seven-month-old baby. And I noticed that both of us looked at the baby and smiled. So I started out and I said, you know, it reminds me of my grandchildren. And she said, boy, if that's not the truth, it sure does me too. And I said, you live in Fort Wayne? She said, no, I live in Lima, and I'm going to drive home tonight as soon as I get there, and my grandchildren are going to be at home. And we started to talk about grandchildren, and I realized then that there was the connecting link, maybe just about like the water was for the Samaritan and for Jesus. And as we started to talk about being grandparents, well, then we also talked about children, and her eyes teared a little bit, and she said, the real problem is that my grandchildren are here so much because my daughter and her husband, such a beautiful marriage, and yet it's just not going well. And I think it's really breaking up. And at that point, I was able to talk about how God had created this little baby, how God the Father had created this whole world in such a way that it was organized for his good, to glorify him, but also for our good. And then she really found it difficult to deal with her emotions because of her love for her own daughter, love for the children. And at that point, then I was able to go to the second article. And I was able to say, but you know, the real thing is that God didn't only create us, He recreates us in Jesus Christ. And when we went through this whole thing about forgiveness of sins, about life and salvation, all at once is for her, it says, you know, I've been a Christian all my life, and I never really put this thing together, that God creates us, and that Jesus Christ is the one that reconnects us through dying on the cross for us. And it was almost like she brought her secular world and her spiritual world together for the first time in her life. And I opened up this section of scripture, and I read this part to her. It's the next part after our text, when Jesus said, "Believe me, woman, the time is coming when you won't worship the Father on this mountain or in Jerusalem." I was talking about the spiritual and the secular. "You don't know what you are worshiping. We Jews know what we are worshiping because salvation comes from the Jews." And this was the important passage then. "The time is coming, and it's now here, when the genuine worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth." You see, the Father is looking for such people to worship Him. God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And then the woman says to Him, "I know that the Messiah, who's called the Christ, when He comes, He'll tell us everything." And Jesus said to her, "I, the one who speak to you, I am that Messiah. I am that promised one. I am the one that stepped on that head of Satan and broke his power in your life, in the life of your daughter, in the life of these grandchildren." And what a blessing it was. And I thought to myself how close it was to me sitting there with my book. And after we had looked at that scripture together and briefly prayed together, I said to her, "You know, it's very funny. I almost didn't talk to you. I almost wanted to continue to read my papers." And she said, "I had the same feeling, but when you put your papers down, it was like something was saying to me, put your magazine away. We need to talk." And I guess what this section of scripture is saying to me this morning for all of us is just at that moment when we are the most tired, then we see how Jesus was able to bring Himself and the knowledge of what the Messiah is to another. And so it is, too, in our life. In those most tired moments sometimes, that's when the Holy Spirit begins to pull on our shirt sleeve, as He did for me last night. I was not really conscious of it, but when it was over, I knew what had happened. And it happens for us, too. And I'd like for you to rise in prayer that we may call on the Lord to help us be aware of those tired moments. Dear God and Father, we know that it is the Spirit of God that calls, that gathers, that enlightens, that encourages, that empowers, that nudges, that pulls on our shirt sleeves, that moves us to do what God wants us to do. We thank You for Your word, O Lord, and we know that as we study it and meditate on it, the Spirit moves us also to make disciples. Help us, dear Lord, in our tired moments to know that those may be the actual moments in which You want to use us. Use us as Your instruments in bringing the message of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the one who reconnects us with God, the one who gives us forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation in His shed blood, in His resurrection. May it be our comfort in those tired moments, and may it be our moment for sharing that message with others. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now may the grace and the peace and that empowering Spirit of God be and abide with you always. Amen.